Gemara says in Daf Kuf and Adam and Beis towards the middle Lamed Meisher Bar Atzvi Arva the Ksubasa the Kalte Hava. Meisher Bar Atzvi was the Arva for the Ksuba of his Don. And Rav Huna Bar Rei Tzuvah Mid Rabbanah Hava with the Chigle Milson. Rav Huna his son was a Talmud Chacham and he needed money. Amar Rabbi Leke the Nesel the Nezel the Nasve Eitzel Rav Huna the Gashel the Vesu. Someone should give the Eitzel to Rav Huna that he should be Megarish's wife. The Tezel would take the Ksuba Me'avua and she could go and be given the Ksuba from her father. Behadra Nahadra and then he should bring her back. So the Gemara is a kasha from Yadiren, and then the Gemara ends up saying that Lusayfi Glay Milsa, the Kayan Havet. Then we found out that he was a Kayan, or when he was a Kayan and he was not able to do this, if it would have been Megarish's wife, he would not have been able to bring her back. Now, if you look at the Rashbam over here, the Rashbam says a Dov, which is a Pella, very difficult to understand. The Rashbam, the first Rashbam in the Sugya, the Ramaskol Atzri, he says, Atzri, Kayan Havet, he was a Kayan, be Megarish, Sulmatzi Mehadil. So the Rashbam explains that Atzri, who was the father of Moshe, was a Kayan, and therefore, if he would have been Megarish, he wouldn't be able to bring her back. Now, this Rashbam is very difficult to understand. Why is Rashbam saying this on the word Atzri? It's true that Atzri must have been a Kayan because Rav Huna was a Kayan and he was the son of Moshe, who was the son of Atzri, but why is he speaking about Atzri? If anything, he should say it about Rav Huna later on in the Gemara. Why is he telling us that Atzri is a Kayan? And if he wants to say it in the beginning, he shouldn't really say about Atzri. He should say about Moshe bar Atzri. The Dibur Maaseh should be Moshe bar Atzri Kayan Hava. And then we'll know that if he was a Kayan, Rav Huna was a Kayan. But why is the Rashbam going all the way back to Atzri, the grandfather, and telling us that Atzri was a Kayan? And it doesn't make sense why the Rashbam is saying it now in the beginning of the story. We don't really need to know this till the end of the Maisa. There's no reason, the Rashbam is putting the information from the end of the Maisa in the beginning of the Maisa. We don't need to know this yet. At this point, we don't know that he's a Kayin. Why is he telling us that he's a Kayin? And even the words that he says, Kayin Havavi Megarish Sul Matsu Mahadala, is going on Atzri. It's not really true that Atzri couldn't be Megarish. It can't be Mahadala. Atzri was not part of the story. He wasn't Megarish anyone. There's someone to be Mahadar. That statement is being said on Rav Huna, not on Atzri. So, Saif Dabar, it's not clear what the Rashbam is doing over here. Why is he saying these words on the Dibur Maaseh of Atzri? And I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Shaul Alter Shlita. This is brought down by Rav Yaakov Leifer. Rav Yaakov Leifer is the Baal Mechaber Sefer Misansin about Vilna. It's a Sefer about how the printing of the Gemara worked, and the Gemara and Rashi, and he's a big bucky in what Rashi's Mahalach was in Shas, and Rashbam as well. And there's a big aside over here that he brings from Shaul Alter that explains many, many Rashi's and Shas and explains it over here as well. He says, you know, we all know that many times Rashi will say Hachi Gar Sinan as a Dibur Maaseh, and he'll just say the proper Gersa in the Gemara. He doesn't add any Pirush or anything. He's just telling us this is the proper Gersa. Apparently there are other Gersais, and Rashi's telling us what the proper Gersa is. But what he's Mechadish is that you have many, many times in Shas where Rashi does that without saying the words Hachi Gar Sinan. He doesn't say Hachi Gar Sinan. He just copies over a word in the Gemara. And the reason why he does that, a lot of times you read that, we don't know what Rashi is doing. Why is he repeating the Gemara? Sometimes he'll do it with the Pasuk. But what Rashi is doing is that sometimes the Gemara says a word which is not a common word. And when you read the Gemara, you're not sure. Is this a real word? Is it a mistake? What does Gemara mean? So Rashi writes the word in this Pirush to tell you that this is the proper Gersa, so this is the correct word. So you find that a lot of times by names that are not common names, Rashi will just be matik that word in his pirush and not say anything about it. It's Rashi's way of saying, like, Hachi Gar Sinan, this is the real Gersa, this is the word, don't be concerned, this is the proper Gersa in the Gemara. That explains many, many Rashi's and Shas. And he wants to say that that is the Pshat Rashi over here. Rashi, there was a Rashi that said Atzri, that was the Dibur Maaseh, and there was no pirush on the word Atzri. Rashi just said that to tell you, or the Rashbam over here, who's going with the same Mahalach, he's saying that that is the proper Girsa. Atzri is not a common name, we don't have it a lot, so Rashbam is saying Atzri is the proper Girsa over here. And that was the end of the Dibur, nothing else was said after that. Then came another Dibur Maaseh, the next Dibur Maaseh, and the Rashbam is Kayin Hava, and he's going on the words in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Kayin Hava, it says the Sefer Glayim Milsa, the Kayin Hava. That is a Dibur Maaseh, the Rashbam, Kayin Hava. And on those words, Rashbam explains, in Megarish Sul Matzi Mahadala, if he would have been Megarish, he wouldn't be able to bring him back. He's just explaining the Gemara. Why is it important that he's a Kayin? Because he's a Kayin, this Ace of Gershon wouldn't work. So if he this, it's all Miyoshev. The Hashem never meant to say that Atzi was a Kayin and Megarish Sul Matzi Mahadala. He's not putting it in the beginning of the Maisa. Atzi was his own Dibur. There's no Pirush on it. He's just telling us the proper Gersh in the Gemara. And then comes a Dibur Maaseh, Kayin Hava. And on that, he says the Pirush, Megarish Sul Matzi Mahadala. And if he that it all works out, then the Kayin Devar Yamis, that is probably the proper Gersh on the Rashbam.